This is NPR.
Thanks, Rachel. Virginia is in a state of emergency after three tornadoes tore through. More than 200 people are hurt and homes and cars are wrecked. One of the tornadoes stirred winds up to 110 miles an hour. Today, homeowners will see the damage as workers fix the power for those in the dark. Afghan President Hamid Karzai was warned of the assassination plot that got very close to him. His intelligence chief revealed this today. He also admitted to problems with security. Karzai narrowly escaped a hail of gunfire at a military parade in Kabul on Sunday. Three died, including a lawmaker. Taliban forces claimed responsibility. Assassins in Iraq killed a top governmental leader today. A roadside bomb killed an official in charge of reconstruction. Insurgents often target government leaders, hoping to disturb the government's work. Unusually hot and dry weather in L.A. is sparking more wildfires. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has more. So we had a little trouble with that piece of tape. We'll try and bring you that later. The Federal Reserve kicks off a two-day meeting today. When it speaks tomorrow, Fed watchers expect a quarter-point rate cut. That's small compared to the three-quarters of a point cut back in March. Economists think the Fed may ease off rate cuts for a bit. Food and gas prices are up, so the Fed has to be careful not to trigger inflation. High fuel prices are the top money worry for Americans right now. A new survey from the Kaiser Family Foundation found 44% of Americans say paying for gas is their number one economic concern. This was true for the rich, poor, folks in between. Jobs, health care, and housing were the other top problems. Airlines worry about gas prices, too, and they're passing the cost on to you. Delta announced yesterday it'll hike fares as much as $40. The price will show up as a fuel fee. This comes on top of a 3 to 5% increase that several airlines already have in place, like prices at the pump for drivers. It all goes back to oil. That's going for around $120 a barrel right now. Scientists in New Zealand can't wait to get their hands on some squid, not to fry up, but to unlock the mystery of the biggest one ever found. Weighs more than 1,000 pounds. If you made calamari, the rings would be the size of tractor tires. A little morning squid wisdom for you. This one is a colossal squid. That's not to be confused with a giant squid, which is still, well, pretty giant, but smaller than a colossal squid. Researchers will stream the colossal squid examination live on the net. That is your news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.